Talk Show.
Recorded live.
The month of March is coming to a close, and so we are here today on Saturday, March 31st, 2007, for episode 12 of PHP BB Weekly, the weekly show on TalkShoe.com, where we talk about PHP BB, the bulletin board software, and we're going to be talking about that today. We're going to allow you to come on TalkShoe. Feel free to come in the chat room or call in if you want to talk about PHP BB, want to have any questions, have any discussion. This is the show where you do it. I'm your host, Douglas Bell, Fountain of Apples on PHPBB.com, and in the chat room, I am Webmaster87 on TalkShoe. And so we're going to be talking about PHP BB today. I do need to say, like I always do, that this podcast is not associated with the PHP BB teams. This is me doing my own little thing, separate from them, so don't consider this official. This is just a side podcast. But we're still going to have a good time here. We've had a little bit of a pre-show here this morning for about the last hour and a quarter so far. I've had a number of people come in the chat room, talk a bit before the show has started. We had a number of good discussions. And so that's pretty much what today is going to be like. More talking about PHP BB, more answering your questions. We're going to have an opportunity now to sort of expand what happened. We had to cut short last week due to technical difficulties. We're going to do a little more browsing around the new PHPBB.com. With the brand new Pro Silver style, there's been some new stuff coming out. A couple of hidden features maybe you may not have noticed before. We're going to talk about, also have a little bit of a recap of what we were able to discuss during the pre-show today. Of course, and the mod of the week and the style of the week. And, of course, your questions. So if you're listening out on the live stream or you're in the chat room, we'd love to have you call in. That number is 724-444-7444, or you can use the SIP IP66.212.134.192, and the TalkCast ID you want is 12418. Or, if you have the brand new Shoe Phone service and it happens to be working for you, you can just go ahead, come into the chat room, and just click that connect button. Hopefully it'll work for you. Has not worked for me. I got Shoe Phone, and it is not working for me, despite the fact that every logical reason says that it should be working just fine. But it's not. And we had a nice little discussion about that earlier this morning. But this is not a TalkShoe podcast. This is a PHP BB podcast. So we're going to start talking about PHP BB. And so, as we mentioned last week, 2 weeks ago now, the PHP BB website was updated with a brand new theme, and we've gotten a bit more information about what's coming. They've made a couple of minor changes. For example, they now have put a little more emphasis in the post about the author of posts are. However, it should be noted that it still is kind of contentious. I've been keeping track of a number of the topics you can see on the 3.0.x discussion forums about having the mini profile on the left or the right. And frankly, that's kind of been the biggest change in Pro Silver from a number of the older PHP BB styles. So, personally, I think I actually like having the profile on the right, and I think most of the people who have commented say they actually like having the mini profile on the right, because as the team has said, it does put more emphasis on the actual post content. The first thing you read is going to be the post content, and then you're going to see the mini profile. And I actually like that myself personally, because the computer I use more often has a very small screen, and so it stretches beyond the range of my screen. So now I don't have to hit the right arrows to see all the posts anymore. Now I can see the post. So those are my personal opinions. Anyone in the chat room have any opinions on what you think about having the mini profile on the right or anything else that's new on the new style? It should be known also that the teams have made it confirmed. Randula says he likes it, and other people can comment if they want. I think it's a little lackluster in here. The team has made comments that there will be a number of differences in the final release Pro Silver that you are seeing on PHPBB.com. Essentially, they've highly modified it for PHPBB.com. So the pink and blues are going to be more red emphasized on the final version of Pro Silver than you have here. You're going to have the header is going to be really blue. It's going to be a flexible width, not a fixed width. A lot of the things that you see are highly modified just for the PHPBB.com website, even more than SubSilver was. Because remember, SubSilver was pretty much the same on PHPBB.com as it was in other places, the only difference being the header. But there's going to be a number of changes in this case than it is on PHPBB.com. That's mostly because they want really, especially for the fixed flexible width, that was pretty very contentious at first, and even I was unsure about it. But they did that because, they have these really cool header images that, what's the man's name? Vlad Gerasimov, however you pronounce it, made for the site. And I actually like the header images, but because they don't repeat themselves very nicely, they have to do a fixed width for that reason. So, again, this is for them. And it's kind of nice. You have the little sleek metal style look. It's going to look fairly different than when you get to the final release version of Pro Silver. We don't know when Pro Silver is going to be released. I would probably venture to say that we might be able to see it now as soon as Release Candidate 1. Now that they've made it public on the website, they will probably make it public now with the Release Candidates. But they may go on with their original plan and stick around with the old version of Pro Silver, or of the old timetable, which is to release Pro Silver when it goes final. And actually, I'm going to see if I can show you. Yes, so the final version of Pro Silver, as best we know, is probably going to look something like this, which I'm going to paste in the chat room. There we go. Which is going to have kind of a blue style. One thing I think I would like to see, and I don't think this is probably going to be made available in Pro Silver, or at least they have not said it would, but I would like to see that now that they have this nice blue style, then implement something that you have in WordPress. For example, if you've used WordPress, the default theme has an admin panel which lets you be able to change the colors. It has this cool little color picker which lets you create like a nice gradient style in the background. And quite frankly, the sort of design is fairly similar to what you see in this preview of Pro Silver. It even has the same light blue style grading that you would see in the default version of Kubrick, which is the WordPress style if you've ever used WordPress. I would like to see them be able to do something like this for this in PHPBB. For example, be able to have like a little color picker just for Pro Silver, where you can be able to pick a color and it would dynamically change the color scheme of the web of Pro Silver. Keep it just to be able to do that. Probably they'll have something like that in the old theme edits, which like you have in PHPBB 2, where it's all done when you enter numbers. But I think it would be nice to have like an interactive color picker like we see in Kubrick. Still, it is fairly cool that we have Pro Silver, and it looks really cool, really good. Of course, we're running on PHPBB 3, which means you get a number of things. Like for example, if you've noticed, you now have very deep breadcrumbs on the site. Now, someone has asked, what are breadcrumbs? Well, if you look at the top of the page underneath the header, or if you, yeah, actually it's only on the top, then you will see that when you go into subforms, it will mark your path. So that's essentially what breadcrumbs are. Someone was talking about that in one of the topics, I think it was just yesterday. And so say I'm going into 2.0.x category, go to discussion, I go all the way into translations. I think, wait, what the heck am I doing in translations? But my whole path has been marked up there for me. I can easily jump back anywhere in my path. They could probably take this a little bit farther, but, you know, it's all right. And, come on, web browser. Okay, one of the things I noticed, and I don't think a lot of people have noticed the ability to do this, because no one has really commented on it. However, one of my big beefs back when PHP BB2 was out was that if you had a very, very, very long topic, then, you know, the pagination, you aren't going to list all the page numbers out there. So, like, if you have, like, a 28-page topic, you're not going to see the links to all pages 1 to 28. You're only going to see the first and last few. But then what if you want to get to a page right in the middle somewhere, and then that gets kind of annoying? Well, this is a rather hidden feature that you can see in ProSilver, but if you click on the blue text on the bottom where it would say it's like page 1 of 28 or something, and you click on that, and then it's going to use JavaScript to bring up a little thing that says enter the page number you wish to go to. So say you enter like page 14 and hit OK, then phpbb.com is going to automatically take you right there to page 14. So really cool if you don't want to have to go next, or some people even have gone into the URL and changed the starting post in that list. So you can now go right to the post that you want to go to. So little hidden feature in there, but it definitely is quite cool. And these are all things you can try on phpbb.com. The user control panel, again, has been very highly maxed out, and I actually really like it because on the user control panel, I was able to learn that I am subscribed to 567 topics on there. And I thought, wow, that's kind of interesting. So I think it's really cool that now if you subscribe to a lot of topics on phpbb.com, and perhaps you don't want to subscribe to them anymore, or you just want to see if there's been any updates to them, you can now go right there, and you can control right there how you want to continue watching these topics or not. And if you don't want to watch the topics anymore, that's absolutely just fine. But you don't have to go to the actual topic now and click stop watching this topic. You can do them all en masse right from that one page. And you can also watch forums. So if you're on a forum list, then there is a link on there which should let you watch the forum. But wait a minute. I said there should be a link to let you watch the forum, but for some reason it is not showing up. Oh, yeah, there it is. It's on the bottom. Sorry, my mistake. Very bottom is where you will see where it says subscribe forum. So you can click on the little check mark there where it says subscribe forum, and then anytime there's a new post made in that forum, or a new topic made, you will get a notification. And again, you can completely control these. So a lot of these are features that you may have noticed on Area 51, but a lot of these are the ones I don't see so mentioned that often. So these are some things I wanted to mention and talk about. I think one of the things that's really cool is being able to have drafts on here and on phpbb.com. A lot of times I write a big long post and I have to run off and do something so I can save it as a draft. It's really nice. Bookmarks are there, and bookmarks are like subscriptions. However, you're not going to get an email when a bookmark topic is updated. It's just going to be listed in your user control panel. And so these are a lot of really nice things. I like to be able to have, be able to mark my birthdays is great. If you're keeping an eye on the front page, you can see when is people's birthdays. In fact, today, Lisan, Forum Products, and Range on phpbb.com, they're having their birthdays today. So happy birthday, guys. What about you? If you're in the chat rooms, you want to say, what's some of your favorite parts of the new phpbb.com? I know Randulo has been with us for a while. And so, have any favorite parts of PHP, of the new version, of new ProSilver, that you want to share? And again, while I'm at waiting for a response, I can say you can still feel free to come into the chat room and join in on the conversation. Renjula says he likes the admin and user panels. Yes. I'll sure go with that. I actually was very happy to see when we saw the ProSilver user panel and how they have it really made out with tabs. And I thought that's really nice because it compared to the SubSilver one that you've seen in Area 51 where they had it in sort of these boxes on the left side. It was kind of weird. And I thought when I saw the tabs that really makes a lot more sense. It's a lot cleaner. A lot of mods from PHP VB2 are now included, and I will certainly vouch for that, but it's even better now, is that things like the birthday mod and attachments are included, but now they are completely integrated with everything on the board. So it doesn't feel like it's okay, this is an added-on feature, and so it's got its own panel over here separate from everything else. Everything is now completely integrated with the whole system, and even some very minor changes that were originally mods are now completely integrated. It's really cool. A link I really like is at the bottom of every page, you can see that there's a link called The Team, and this is really nice. It's really colorful in the case of phpdb.com, but you notice that clicking on The Team, you can immediately see who the administrators of the board are and who the moderators are. So if you don't have a huge team like you on your board, but you want to go give credit to your administrators and your moderators on your site, you can use this The Team page, which is memberlist.php?mode=leaders, and you can use that to give credit to everyone that's on your site doing moderation. And it also shows what group they're in. It'll show off their rank. And on phpvb.com, where they've colorized everything, colorized all their teams, it makes it really kind of colorful on that page. And so I kind of like it. But print view, of course, yes. I'm surprised that I haven't seen this talked about more often. Every topic now includes these two little images, which let you not print, which either print topics or you can email topics. So you click on the little print icon, which is going to give you a very, very basic, slimmed down display where you can see all the posts separated by headers. It gets rid of all the styling. You can see all the images, and it will show the current page you are viewing. So it's not going to show the entire topic. Like, for example, I'm looking at a 727-page topic right now. It's not going to try to print all 727 pages of posts. Instead, it'll just print the page you're viewing. Or, there's all next to the print button, these are all in the upper right corner, is a little envelope which you can click to email the topic to a friend. So you can enter their email address, the name that they're getting, the language, if there's options. You can enter a message to send to them. You can send a copy of the email to yourself, and they'll just get a little notification say, hey, so-and-so wants to see this topic. Randall also says that he likes the new find member option in the admins panel, but actually, if not only in the admins panel, it is actually available to all users in the private messages area. For example, if you create a new private message, and you know now you can write private message to Furry Evil, and you can do blind carbon copies. You click on the little find a member thing, and it's going to now give you this huge thing that lets you search for members. Either alphabetically, you can pick the first letter of it, or you can search by username, email, messages, when they joined, when they were last active. There's all these ways that you can search to find new members, and that's actually accessible to all users, not just administrators, and where applicable. So the private messages area is a great way, place to have that be accessible to. Friends and foes are there, of course. So you have people you really like on the phpbb.com forums or anywhere, because all these features will be available when PHPBB3 is final. And they're out with the beta right now. You can say, hey, this person is really helpful or has helped me quite a bit on phpbb.com. I want to add them as a friend. So you can find them. You can enter new friends, and then you're just going to have a list of friends, and they will be, and so any posts that your friends make will be highlighted to say, hey, this is your friend of yours, or say you have people you don't like on this site, and you don't want to be able to notice them, so then you can add people called foes, people you don't like, people you want to, it's essentially an ignore list, so say, these users, I don't want to see them. So these users you will not be seeing any posts that they have, and you will not receive any private messages from them. Although you can't do that to moderators or administrators, you cannot ignore those. They always will be seen. So if there's a moderator or administrator you don't like, well, tough. Sorry, folks. To burst the bubble there. So yeah, so these are some of the new things coming in PHP BB3. These are some of the really cool things you can see on the phpbb.com website. And I should say, I didn't get to say it last week, a big congratulations to SubBlue. Tom Bedard is the designer of this. He also designed SubSilver. He's at subblue.com. And he's the one that designed this theme and designed the one that's going to be released for the full version of PHP BB3. And it is really cool. He has done an excellent job and has really brought PHP BB deep into the 21st century. Okay. As always, if you have any kind of questions or discussion that you want to talk about, you can call in or you can leave a message in the chat room. And we will be more than happy to talk about it. If you're listening to the live stream, come into the chat room and join us. I've got three other people listening in the chat room along with me, and we're having a good time. We want to move on to the mod of the week, and this is one of the very popular mods, and it is written by XOR, who is the team's resident camel, which is kind of an inside joke there. But this mod is a very popular mod used by a lot of boards, and it's very large, and it's called the Cache Mod for PHP BB. Some of you may have heard of it, some of you may not have heard of it, but this is a very interesting mod, and I'm going to talk about that today. And essentially what this does is it's sort of a point system called Cache. So you can create things. Like one time I had many years ago, not there anymore, I had a forum called Maxicle, which was kind of interesting, but it was a forum about Apple and about Macintosh, because I use Macs a lot, and I don't have a forum like that anymore, but I sort of did it as a kind of a playoff of a popsicle. I even had a logo based on the popsicle logo, and it was really kind of cool, I thought. And I had a friend of mine help me with graphics for that. But I used the cache mod on there, and what it let me do was I could create sort of a kind of currency, and I created popsicle sticks. And the way it works is that users can earn popsicle sticks or any kind of cache that you set up, points, you name it. You set this up for making posts. So if they make posts, and the more words they type, so like the more content that they make, they get more points. And every time they make a post, they get a thing saying you have earned this many points. And so these will eventually accumulate there for you. And there's complete control over when do they earn points, what's the minimum they can earn, the maximum. Can quotes count, etc. And so you can completely configure this. There's lots of tutorials that are in the post, which I linked in the chat room. And so then what do they do with these points? So they users can send things to one another, send points or popsicle sticks, whatever you call it, to one another if that's been enabled by you. I haven't used this in a while, so I'm jogging my memory here. And there's a lot of other add-ons that you can use. So there are a number of store mods, for example, which integrate with CacheMod and a number of other systems. and they let you buy virtual items. There are some store mods that let you buy special privileges on your board. For example, there's a mod that, where you, if you have enough points or popsicle sticks, you can set it up so that they can purchase like a big highlight on their username, or they can purchase access to a group or something like that. And so this is actually kind of very fun. It takes your board, which is just a forum, into really more of a online community of things where people can interact. So it completely depends whether or not you want to use this. It could be used for some things as basic as even recognizing users who not only make posts, but recognizing users who make valuable content. It could just be used as recognition. Or you can take it to the extreme with a lot of outside mods. So a lot of those store mods, however, are not available on phpbb.com, and I've had sort of a lot of difficulties trying to get them to work. However, I remember I was on a forum many years ago, actually. That was back in 2004? Yeah, 2004. It was a site called JulesTM, and that's down now. But they had they had maxed this out. They would give jewel points, or whatever they called it, every time they made a post, and they had a shop where you could buy these virtual items, buy virtual computers, and users could see what you were buying. They had a lottery mod, where you could enter a lottery every day, and then someone would randomly win each day a whole bunch of points. And they really maxed it out, and that's where I first learned about that. And so it really is kind of fun, depending on what you want to use it for. So that's pretty much what CacheMod is in a nutshell. There's a lot more to it than what I just described. The latest version is 2.2.3, and it has last been tested with 2.0.18. It should work with the latest version, of course. And it's very popular. XOR continues to support it. There's over almost 11,000 posts in the thread for it, which is quite amazing. So you can see the link in the chat room, and you can learn more about it. And really is a cool mod. I've tried it. It's a lot of work, and XOR does a great job. That's the mod of the week for today. The style pick of the week is kind of an interestingly unusual style, which when I took a look at it, I said, whoa, okay, what the heck is this? And the name of it, I believe, is called the Diddle template. And they say, and the description is, and it's done by Hedonism. The link is going in the chat room just a minute. It says, this is a Diddle mount template with cheese included with rainbow colors. And I don't know about cheese included. I haven't seen any cheese with this, although the background is kind of a interesting white tanny style, but I just say it's a very colorful theme. It's got lots of light rainbow colors. There's a link to this demo going in the chat room. It kind of hurts my eyes actually. Most of the header things, they've got little rainbows in for the headers, little rainbow gradients. They've got a little toucan flying up on the upper right. He's got a very interesting kind of blobby text for the header and for the overall header. You got little characters in hearts next to the Who Is Online. And, oh, there's the cheese. Yes, the new posts, no new posts, form is locked, etc. forms are marked with cheese in different colors, which is kind of interesting. So that's kind of a fun style for you to play around with. That's the one I decided to pick this week. But wow, this would be fun. Probably would be kind of cool for April Fool's Day, because you know tomorrow is April Fool's Day, and perhaps you could want maybe download this style and say, woohoo, April Fool's! They got this really weird eyesore of a style up here for you to take a look at it the whole day. And I was saying before during the pre-show that, you know what, that's what we did. That's what Slashdot did last year. I don't know, maybe they do this every year. I don't keep an eye on them too often, but they had this really god-awful style theme up there for Slashdot, and it just looked really ridiculous. And tomorrow is April Fool's Day. So there's a nice little idea if you want to play an April Fool's joke on your users. So that is the Diddle template, D-I-D-D-L-E, and you can download it from phpbbhacks.com, which is linked in the chat room. We had a good discussion during the pre-show, and I thought maybe we could talk a bit about it. Randulo, who is still with us, had asked earlier about looking for designers making PHPBB3 templates, and the answer to that is that I don't know really of any designers right now who are making PHPBB3 templates, and the official position is that you should not be making PHPBB3 templates or mods until Release Candidate 1 comes out. And that's because Release Candidate 1 is the first release that is really considered truly stable. Until then, it's still possible there could be another beta coming out, there could be more changes. It's unlikely. It's possible, though, and it's not going to be until the Release Candidates that some of the people in the PHPBB teams will start accepting mods and styles. So you have to hold off a bit. And actually, I think Randulo said he was using ShoePhone, so I don't know if you'd like to call in to talk about stuff, but if you'd like to call in, I'd love to have you. Don't have much to talk about left. He said he can't right now, so that's okay. J Call 79. He's had asked earlier about he's interested in getting into programming. He's into IT. stuff, and he's interested in getting to programming. He wants to know if web programming is the way to do it. And actually, that is quite very interesting because I told him yes. I don't do any programming myself outside of web programming because web programming is actually fairly simple. And it's although it is very much like other programming languages. For example, PHP, obviously what I use. And if you ask the majority of the internet, there's been surveys, they say PHP does come out on top for programming languages. There's also Java, JavaScript, CGI, Perl, etc. But a lot of them are very similar, and PHP is also very similar in style to C, C++, other things. A lot of these are really similar. Some of the functions and control structures are even exactly the same. So the way I got started with web programming in PHP was modifications. I got familiar with PHPBB, and my first mod, which I released now 2.5 years ago, was very simple, and the title was Add Forum Index Link to Overall Header. Because I had a forum, and I thought, you know what? I'd like to be able to have a link to the header, a link to the forum index, easily accessible from the header, so that they don't have to find the link here somewhere. And I submitted it, and I submitted it, it got approved, and I was excited. Very basic mod, most people probably wouldn't care, but you know what? It gave me some interaction with the PHPBB code. Some basic interaction, how to mess with the template files, how to add a language variable, and how to get the system going. And after that, I got more and more practice, and then when I started one of my other mods called Advanced Version Check, I got someone to work with me on it, and then I got to see some of the code he was using and get familiar with it. And then I progressively went and got a book on some of the basics of PHP and MySQL programming. And now I'm to the point where I do PHP programming, not something too fancy. Mind you, I couldn't write PHPBB3, nothing compared to the development team, but I still do some PHP development for other websites and outside of PHPBB, in addition to my mods. So it's hard to do it as much anymore because I get very busy. But yes, web programming is definitely an excellent first step to get into the real programming world. It's also a lot easier because everything is open source. PHP is a completely open source system. You can download the documentation. You can read it all about it. They've got extensive documentation about everything PHP has. I don't know how they do it. And trust me, I've read some of their things a couple of times. So, and I still have to go. And PHP users will still go back to the documentation. But very easy to use. All you need to have is a text editor and a server which has a version of PHP running. And that's all you need. You can release it as open source. They've got, if you are don't like open source, they have things which let you encode things like Zend. But I'm personally a big supporter of open source, and you probably should use open source too. And that's one of the great things about PHPVB. It's open source. Anyone can use it. Anyone can modify it. It's free, too, in both terms of the word. So, yeah, if you want to get into programming, web programming is definitely a great place to start. So that's pretty much all I have for today's episode of PHPBB Weekly, unless you guys have any other questions or any discussion about or things you want to talk about for PHPBB. Next week's episode is going to be on Saturday, April 7th. As far as I know, it's going to be at the same time, noon Eastern time, 1600 UTC. I may or may not move it up a little earlier because I know there's an Easter egg hunt going on downtown that day, but I may just go late. So anyway, it will be listed on the TalkShoe page. You can also take a look at the PHPBB information page at phpbbweekly.net. And I am going to announce that this week I have my spring break, which is great. I'm going to be working on possibly getting a dedicated blog for PHPBB Weekly at the phpbbweekly.net website, which will let you be able to download past episodes, learn about things coming up on future episodes, subscribe, and it will maybe include a built-in player, courtesy of TalkShoe, which will let you listen to any of the shows straight from the website. You don't have to go to TalkShoe anymore. Excuse me. So, coming up this week at phpbbweekly.net. And Randulo's saying you can set up a free PHPBB3 install. ... Waiting for... he said example.editboard.com. My response is you can. However, I should let you know that PHPBB teams warn against using those other setups for these things that automatically set up PHPBB. They warn against using them because sometimes they edit the actual code and get into some of the things, and so. To play around, fine, yes, but don't try to go over to get support for those because you aren't going to get it. Same with if you're using PHPBB2. Like, for example, if you're using Fantastico to install PHPBB2, you can do it, but PHPBB teams don't officially support it because Fantastico does make some edits to the PHPBB code, and they'd like to prefer you to be the one setting it up so they know that you know what has been set up and that they know that you've done it right, hopefully. The install for PHPBB3 is easy, yes. And it does everything by itself, and I wish I remember which episode. I think it was number 9, I think it was, that I talked about how to install PHPBB Weekly, except that it didn't work for me. PHPBB3. I've got my... See, this whole show is a tongue twister with PHPBB this, PHPBB that, so... Thanks for bearing with me. Okay, so... That's going to do it this week. I do want to give a big thank you to everyone that did come in during the pre-show. Formerly, he dried the only one, Nicholas Budford, J. Cole 79, Ron Stroop, Nick M., Art Stoker, and Randulo. Few of you guys stayed around for the actual show, but you guys really helped me during the pre-show to get some things with my configuration set up, and it was really much appreciated. And because of that, we had a very good show today. Randula says check out his Asterisk podcast if you like open source. If you want to put a link to that in the chat room, you can feel free to do so. I'm not going to repeat it on air because I don't like repeating URLs. Okay, and so anyway, that is going to wrap it up for this week's edition of PHP BB Weekly. I am your host, Douglas Bell, and I hope to see you next week.